Boys Guide to the Galaxy podcast. The official podcast of GalacticVoyage.com. We talk about Star Wars.
Fanboy style.
You've taken your first step into a larger world.
Welcome to Fanboy's Guide to the Galaxy, the official podcast of GalacticVoyage.com. I'm Ryan Zasso.
I'm Eric Bob.
And this is your episode for this week. First of all, we're going to talk about the Jamie King live chats last night and the making of the Empire Strikes Back book. Even more Force Unleashed 2 news, R2 builders coming to C5, some new toys from Hasbro, and we'll give you a little sneak peek of Season 3.
Stop that ship! Blast him!
Yeah! It's a trap!
Got him! I got him!
That thing's operational!
R2!
Step into a larger world.
Jamie King live chat.
Yeah, she answered a lot of my questions. A lot of them had nothing to do with Clone Wars, but it was pretty fun though. She answered at least like 9 out of 13 of my questions, and Kyle was reading them, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was.
Were you there?
I was there, yeah.
Yeah, while you were gone, she called me her Nebraska buddy. Because before the actual chat, like, even before the premiere of the finale, Kyle, me and Kyle chatted on Facebook, and he told me to ask her a Nebraska question. So I did. And then she called me a Nebraska buddy.
I didn't really ask too many questions, but I just kind of listened. And not a lot of the questions have to do with Clone Wars, but it's still pretty cool.
You got a shout-out, though, because I remember you said we met up. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Troubled you are, Padawan.
Yes, Master Yoda. I've been having dreams. They're so real.
Premonitions. Telling you something. Always in motion is the future. And many possible futures there are.
After the credits for the Season 2 finale, we saw a glimpse at Season 3. Ahsoka having dreams about the future. Could this be the end of Anakin's apprentice? Only time will tell. What do you think about this?
Well, it's very, it's very dark. Kind of like Season 2.
Indeed.
But it kind of reminded me, kind of had a Dagobah feel to it, like an Empire Strikes Back feel.
Yeah, it did.
Mostly because of the music.
Do you think this will... Do you think this will take place early in the season or later in Season 3?
I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
It looks like Ahsoka's, or someone's gonna be going to Kamino.
As you wish.
I don't work for free.
He's no good to me, dead.
I make the rules now.
What if he doesn't survive? He's worth a lot to me.
We've been receiving various amounts of news regarding The Force Unleashed 2, such as Dagobah. Even more has been revealed since our last show. In a French gaming magazine, LucasArts revealed that Starkiller is going to be a clone with the same mind and soul as the original one, but without the body. There's also speculation that there will be multiplayer dueling for all consoles this time.
That's,
I think this is going to be awesome.
What's that?
I think this is going to be awesome when it comes out.
At least we know how it's retconned from the first one. That he's a clone.
It's kind of like Sabaoth from the Thrawn trilogy.
Yeah.
Clone Jedi,
yeah. Yeah. Send your emails and commentaries to galaxyfanboy@yahoo.com.
I'm trying to reach Lando Calrissian.
Ichuta. Big Bad Toy Store has the latest Star Wars pre-order details posted up on their site with images straight from Hasbro. And there's a lot of new stuff here. They got the new AT-AT.
Looks awesome. I'm going to get it for Christmas.
Lots of vehicles. Definitely some new Empire Strikes Back figures.
Does it show anything from the vintage line?
Those are probably vintage 2010 series one.
Obi-Wan,
use the Force, Luke.
Don't give in to hate. That leads to the dark side.
You must learn the ways of the Force.
You can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
He's more machine now than man. Twisted.
Taking your first step into a larger world.
Alright, those of you planning to go to Celebration 5, like me, be sure to stop by and hang out with the R2 builders. They promise to bring many cool things such as droid races and Empire Strikes Back recreations and much more. I know they were at Celebration 4. I remember watching it on G4.
My name's Rex, but you'll call me Captain or Sir.
Okay, this is from StarWars.com. As fans eagerly await the release of J.W. Rinzler's Making of Empire Strikes Back book due out this October, StarWars.com has received some early sneak peeks of the spreads, which we'll be revealing in the weeks ahead.
This would be a great thing to ask for Christmas for, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be pretty expensive, so...
Yeah.
I think Christmas comes up in October.
They already have one, page print up here, and it's looking pretty awesome.
Yeah. A lot of people are going to be, their wallets are going to be drained from Celebration 5, though.
Yeah.
Those that can go.
Designation is Trooper 27-5555, sir. We call him Fives. I'm Heavy. This is Echo.
Now, we're not going to have a Clone Wars discussion this week, since there was a two-part episode on Friday, and it was the season finale, so we thought that we would give it its own episode just for talking about, well, this episode. We might actually have some other people come on the show. Look for it sometime next week. Alright, that was your episode for this week. We hope you liked it, and it was kind of short this week, but that's because we didn't have a Clone Wars discussion. So, we'll definitely have one next week. And you can email us. We have an email on galaxyfanboy@yahoo.com. We haven't been getting too many emails, so send them in, please. Really appreciate it. We have a Facebook page. Just look up Fanboy's Guide to the Galaxy. You should find us. And we'll see you all next week. This podcast is not endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox, intended for informational and entertainment purposes only. Star Wars, all names, sounds, and character, or any other Star Wars-related items are the registered trademarks of Lucasfilm or the respective trademark or copyright holders.